The amount of tax dollars that go to a candidate would depend on whether their opponents take public financing and whether they're the targets of interest groups. Between a primary and general election, a candidate could qualify for $2.8 million in public financing. That's far more than is available right now. Chippewa Falls Senate Democratic sponsor Pat Kreitlow says it will let Supreme Court candidates run races that are above board and not worry about raising money.
Our courtrooms have all the tools they need for justice. They have law books, they have rule books, they have reference books, but a well-padded checkbook has no place in that chamber just around the corner from us.
But Nina Republican Mike Ellis said the plan's failure is that it would not kick in with matching money to help a candidate until an interest group had spent roughly $360,000 against them. Ellis also complained that it would not go after issue ads that criticize a candidate without saying to vote for or against them.
It doesn't touch the dirty, bogus, vicious issue ads which have made our populace cynical.
Senator Kreitlow shot back that the plan was a huge improvement over what happened in recent court races where interest groups and candidates spent millions. And Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker told his colleagues that they would vote on a plan to regulate issue ads early next year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.